Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The perception in the Middle East is that the American superpower status is in decline. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The perception in the Middle East and the Arab world is that the United States of America, supposed leader of the free world and international superstar, is becoming weaker, according to Avi Gill, who is a senior fellow at the Jewish People Policy Planning Institute, who also said that America no longer leads as it once did, but now follows or leads from behind. The United States has called for Israel to withdraw from land that is biblically, historically, and strategically essential for the very existence of the Jewish state among the Arab Islamic nations in the Middle East, which would put the Jewish state in harm's way. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
With America's superpower status in decline and the rising power of the radical Arab Islamic world, we can now see better the end of times scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The America that we knew 10 to 15 years ago is no longer at the peak of the pedestal as a world superpower, and even the Arab Muslim world recognizes this as the case for America politically and economically. Much of the way that Israel is perceived is directly dependent upon its relationship with America. This report begs the question, where is the United States in Bible prophecy? Is it a superpower in the last days or not there at all? The United States is not mentioned by name anywhere in Bible prophecy, but it seems to refer to the United States, and in fact all nations, in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2, when the ancient Jewish prophet wrote that at the end of the seven-year tribulation period, all nations will gather in Jerusalem. But before that, the superpower will be the Antichrist, the world dictator who will control a one-world economic, political, and governmental system from Babylon in modern-day Iraq. This is foretold in Revelation chapter 18. Under the leadership of Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet, this massive body of people will confront Jesus Christ as he returns to the Mount of Olives and then after the Battle of Armageddon goes into the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to set up his kingdom. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Perception has become fact as America continues to decline in leadership and character in our world today. The prophecies of God's word will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...